This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In National Ag News this morning, the Environmental Protection Agency released a proposal on Wednesday to increase renewable fuel volume requirements across all types of biofuels under the Renewable Fuel Standard. While ag and farm groups applaud the increase, industry groups say the increase is not enough. The proposal would increase total renewable fuel volumes by nearly 700 million gallons between 2016 and 2017. The conventional biofuel amount of 14.8 billion gallons is an increase from 14.5 billion gallons in 2016. The EPA says the increase will achieve 99% of the congressional target of 15 billion gallons. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score argues that the ethanol industry is fully capable of meeting the 15 billion gallon target set by Congress. For biodiesel, the EPA proposal would establish a 2.1 billion gallon biomass-based diesel requirement in 2018, which is up from the 2 billion gallon requirement for 2017. However, Ann Steckel of the National Biodiesel Board says the industry has plenty of feedstock and production capacity to exceed 2.5 billion gallons today and can certainly do so in 2018. The EPA will accept comments on the proposal for 60 days. And Syngenta shareholders have more time to mull over the $43 billion takeover bid from state-owned ChemChina, allowing time for outstanding regulatory approvals. The deadline to accept the bid was extended this week, as Syngenta says the offer will now run from May 24th to July 18th. A Syngenta spokesperson told Reuters that we don't have all the regulatory approvals yet, adding that the company still expects the deal to close by the end of the year. ChemChina has previously said that the offer period, which initially would have expired on May 23rd, could be renewed several times if needed. Earlier this week, USDA was reportedly allowed to join a review of the deal by the U.S. Treasury Department. U.S. lawmakers requested the USDA be part of the review to better assess the impact of the transaction on domestic food security. In other news, the results of a recent USDA survey say bee colony numbers have declined from 2015 to 2016, but unlike those results, Madison County has seen an increase in bee colonies, or at least an increased interest. Amy Rozier, general manager of Hamel Co-op, says they recently started selling beekeeping products and have been pleasantly surprised with the response from their customers. According to Amy, bees are becoming as popular as chickens.
Well, we're really excited about the beekeeping has become quite popular recently. It's kind of a revival, I guess you would say. We've had a lot of beekeepers in our local area, and we thought they were a dying breed, but there's been a resurgence for beekeeping, and it's become quite popular. So we have an entire beekeeping section now. We have everything from a beginner hive kit to different pieces to add on to your hive. We carry the Little Giant Miller Manufacturing brand. I've also been looking into a couple different suppliers. So we have everything you would need, from beekeeping for dummies to the backyard beekeeper. We are really excited about it, and I think it's going to be a real good fit for us.
Maybe for those people that aren't familiar with beekeeping, I know there's several things that I have yet to learn. What is some of the items that you have available? I know you said the hives, but is there certain equipment that people use whenever they have bees and beehives?
Yeah, there definitely is. Now, some of my older people that have been doing beekeeping for a long time, they don't necessarily suit up in the entire, Tyvek coveralls and the jacket and everything. A lot of them use a veil. They use a smoker to keep the bees calm. I've had to restock my beehive logs numerous times because there's a lot of, you really need to keep track of what's going on with your bees and just keep record. It's like with any other production agriculture, the better records you can keep, the better your operation is. If your hive is growing, we have the hive bodies and the stuff that you can add on to your beehive. It really shocked me. Last year we had a swarm here at the elevator. They landed on our bale feeders, and that's when I actually got to meet a local beekeeper, and I learned a lot about bees. And then it was funny, over the winter, I was watching the Animal Planet, and Dr. Pohl said that beekeeping is they're going to be the new chickens. So it's quite funny that it has actually become very popular. So we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that's definitely, I think that's exciting news to have something like that, people producing their own honey and caring for the bees. Now, you weren't sure when you're going to do this, but possibly thinking about offering some classes in the future?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to try and work with the Madison St. Clair Beekeeping Association and try to offer some informational classes. Taylor actually offered a class this spring, and Taylor went to it, and she learned a lot about bees. I plan on going to the next one that they offer so I can get educated even more about bees, but I've kind of learned a lot over the since last fall when we had a swarm. And I know I've had a lot of customers in the spring saying that the swarms have started and, you know, some of them are breaking their hives. Basically, a swarm occurs because your beehive gets too crowded or they no longer feel safe where they're at. So then they decide to swarm. And that's when a lot of people will see a bunch of bees in panic and call an exterminator, which is not what you should do. There's a lot of people out there that will come and remove a swarm, sometimes at no charge. And that's really nice because an exterminator is just going to kill them, and that's not what we want to do because, you know, the best place to get bees from is from your local area, because your bees are used to the environment. They're used to what kind of natural diseases and predators that we have in this area, so they become adapted to our area. So that's the last thing you normally want to do is have someone come and kill them.
Now, you might not know the answer to this, but if someone is wanting to start a hive, do you have access for them, for instance, to maybe order bees, kind of similar to what you would do with chickens, for example, does it work a different way?
It's very similar to that. We don't have them come here. We don't have any bees here at the store. We don't have them come to the store. But we have a lot of contacts in the area that we can get you in touch with for bees locally. There's a customer I have right outside of Edwardsville. There's some up by Bunker Hill. There's a lot of beekeepers in the area. Another thing that you can do, the Illinois Beekeeping Association actually has a website that has a list of all the beekeepers in Illinois. So if you're registered, and you should have your hive registered and stuff, because they actually do have someone come out and check it. The one thing that most people don't know, the great thing about honey, is if you find local honey, and a lot of times if you have allergies, it helps with your allergies. So I've been using some local honey, and it's actually helped cut down on a little bit of my allergies this spring season.
Well, great. I think you've shared a lot of new information. I definitely learned some things from talking to you about the bees. Anything else that you'd like to mention, either about bees or anything else about Hamel Co-op?
We are just welcome you to come and look at come and check out our beekeeping supplies. And if you have any questions, Taylor or I am happy to help you. And if we don't know the answer, we'll get you in contact with the experts that do know the answer.
And if you'd like more information or have questions, you can give Amy a call at Hamel Co-op at 618-633-2215. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.